One of the fun things that you can see if you find an area where contact metamorphism has taken place is you'll see a much higher degree of metamorphism right next to the magma chamber or the lava flow, and then less and less metamorphism as you move away from that contact. And that's just that heat dying off as you get further and further away from your lava or your igneous intrusion. The second place where we see metamorphism take place is along mid-ocean ridge systems. These are basically divergent plate boundaries. And this is where we have brand new crust coming up to Earth's surface. It's molten. It's very, very hot as it comes up. It's going to cool and crystallize. But because it's so hot as it comes up, it's going to start heating the water that's in the rocks around it, and that's going to alter those rocks. So we see migration of really, really, really hot fluids into and away from that mid-ocean ridge spreading center. And so we'll see these very, very long bands of metamorphism that are parallel to these divergent plate boundaries. So, if you think about it, if you were to find yourself, for example, in the middle of a continent, you're nowhere near a mid-ocean ridge spreading center. You're nowhere near an ocean. What would it tell you if you found an elongate band of hydrothermally metamorphosed rocks? It might suggest to you that at some time in the past, there was a mid-ocean ridge spreading center that's now preserved, even though we're not anywhere near an ocean anymore. So, types of metamorphism can help us, just like with sedimentary rocks, to start to put together a picture of the history of our planet. Now, the third place that we see metamorphism is in mountain building areas. And these are going to occur along our convergent plate boundaries. And this is called regional metamorphism because it's such broad scale. We're talking about thousands of square miles that are being impacted by this. When we think about two plates that are colliding, there's an enormous amount of pressure just where those two plates are coming into contact. So what we often see, if we were to look down on our mountain building area from a helicopter, is we would see a band of very, very high pressure metamorphic rocks that was parallel to where those two plates met. And then if we stepped beyond where the two plates meet, we would see a band of high temperature, low pressure metamorphism. And so we get this really interesting opposite effect where we have high pressure and then low pressure. And what's happening, and this is taking into account so many processes that are going on at the same time, we have our band of high pressure because that's where the two plates have collided. It's like two cars colliding. All the pressure is right where those two bumpers meet. Now, as one plate slides down beneath the other one, it's going deeper into the mantle, and temperature is rising. And so that plate that is going down is going to start to melt. Here comes our temperature. So as that plate melts, it becomes less dense. That magma rises. And that's going to bring heat up into the crust. And that's how we end up with a band of low pressure, but high temperature metamorphism that's basically parallel to that band of high pressure metamorphism that we see right where the two plates collide.